Welcome to the Flat at Home Show, your source for real estate information, education, and inspiration. My name's Justin Metcha. What a wonderful weekend we are having here in the beautiful Flathead. And I've got a great show for you. We're actually going to, I'm really, really, really grateful for our series that we just wrapped up on what's new and happening here in the Flathead. Undoubtedly, the horizon is changing quite a bit, and we wanted to talk about it. And we talked about it for quite a while. A lot of stories, a lot of information. And so if you're interested and you want to play catch up, kjjr.com, click through the archives there. You can go back and pick your favorite one. And then go to our Facebook page, the Flathead Home Show, and share your insight. What did you like? What did you maybe find less than favorable? I'd like to hear your feedback. However, this weekend, I wanted to swing the pendulum back more towards information. You know why? Because the market has not slowed down. The market is continuing to drive forward. It's still, quote, hot out there. And that means a lot of offers are being written. A lot of people are interested in real estate in our area. And as a realtor, I think it's important to pick up the pen on occasion and offer great detail to our clients on why we do what we do, what one of these pages actually means. And that's what we're going to do this weekend. Before I pull back the curtain and bring my great friend to the show here, I want to thank my sponsors, Brian Murphy, Nikki Marengo, Remax, Rocky Mountain Real Estate, Glacier Steel Products, Metal Roofing and Siding, Protecting What Matters, and Montana Basement Solutions, solving your water and mold problems for good. Okay. So what I meant was you've got 10 pages that will dictate the purchase of your next home. It's called a buy-sell agreement in the state of Montana. And on those 10 pages, there are a bunch of blanks that we realtors fill out for you in your best interest and as you dictate. And basically, your wish is our command, right? And so on those in those blanks, though, there's a blank there that's called your insurance contingency. And what that literally means is, as a buyer, you're allowed to go pre-qualify your home if you want, or your insurance rate for your new home, and come back to us and say yay or nay. Okay, it's a timeline. In fact, if you're a buyer right now, have this conversation with your realtor and say, explain this line to me real quick. Don't glaze over this, because while it may take up a little bit of space on that page, it means a whole lot. It's an opportunity for you to do your due diligence and make sure that you have the coverage that you prefer on your next home. And so your realtor will write down a deadline in which you're supposed to do that. And sometimes I've seen it as little as 24 hours, you know, and I'm thinking, okay, you better burn up the phone right now. And I've also seen it punched out as far as, you know, a month. And I don't think you need that much time to do your due diligence. However, the important thing is that you do some research. Okay. My advice that I like to give is, I know you probably have your carrier, whether they're covering your auto right now, if you're not a homeowner, or if you are a homeowner, they're covering that current home. So call them and start the conversation with them. However, call at least one more, because as the terrain out there, as the real estate terrain is diverse, so is the coverage. Now, that's about the extent of what I know in the world of insurance. And so it's very smart, right, Matt, to bring in the smart people? Okay, so the smart people have showed up, and the smart people this weekend is Scott Countryman with Goosehead Insurance. Scott, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I'm curious, Scott, did I get that right? Like you got multiple different insurance writers out there, so you're going to have multiple opinions.
That's absolutely correct, Justin. You have tolerances for risk that vary from carrier to carrier, and those risk tolerances are typically based upon claims history within a geography.
Right. Okay. You know what? It's funny. I've discovered that with the electric bill as well. Like when I move into a new place and I go to establish electric service, they'll be like, oh, you owe us a deposit because the last person paid this much. I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not the last person. It's a history. Yeah. And they're the ones, you know, throwing the electricity down the lines, and they have their, you know, their things to do. So insurance is somewhat similar. Like
you've absolutely got
history in this area or this tolerance. And so this is our risk.
Yep.
And some companies, I assume, risk, they value risk differently?
Absolutely. Some companies are more conservative.
Okay.
And so they have a less of an appetite for wildfire areas or homes as we're penetrating into this wildlife urban interface, less of a tolerance for those, and prefer those that are, say, inner city. Mm-hmm. And then you have those that are willing to take a chance. They'll typically command a bigger premium, but their appetite is greater as a result.
I think it's perfect that we're talking about this right now, because right now we're looking at summer straight in the eyes, okay? And that also means that later in the summer, hopefully, we're not looking at those wildfires. However, you know, friends, that that is our season, right? It is the natural disaster that strikes us the most. And so I think it's imperative that we talk about this. And this is why on that page of your buy-sell agreement, there is that line that allows you that time to do your research, because guess what? As Scott's going to unpack for us in the next, we've got a commercial break here happening in a minute. So maybe when we come back, Scott, can we talk about that process, what that looks like?
Absolutely.
So we're hanging out with Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance. This is the Flathead Home Show. My name is Justin Mecha. Hang on, friends. We're going to be right back.
This is Eric Bodine, owner of Montana Basement Solutions. Our team has worked hard over the years to earn a solid reputation in the industry in fixing and preventing water-related problems in your home. We also specialize in mold testing and remediation services, often working with top contractors, architects, and even healthcare professionals in the Valley to ensure your home is healthy and safe for you and your family. If you are building, ask your contractor if they're working with us. If you suspect a problem in your home, call us directly. Montana Basement Solutions, 871-5971.
Glacier Steel Products, a company that has been protecting your biggest investment. For over 19 years, Glacier Steel Products has been Northwest Montana's premier source for metal roofing and siding. We continually set the bar by keeping up with the latest and what's new and trending. With Glacier Steel, you get more than just a superior product. You get a company with the experience and knowledge to take on any job, big or small. Come in and check out our showroom and get inspired for your next project at 139 Alder Drive, South Kalispell, or visit us at glaciersteel.com. Glacier Steel Products, we are protecting what matters.
And we're back. It's the Flathead Home Show. My name's Justin Mecha. In the studio with me, Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance. And we're getting smarter, right, Matt? I'm getting smarter every day, right? We're talking insurance. And why we're talking insurance is because, undoubtedly, first of all, you're listening to the show because you have an inkling in real estate. You're interested in real estate and you want to know a little bit more about real estate. Well, guess what? Part of the real estate purchase process is shopping for your home insurance. And Scott, I'd like for you to pull back the curtain a little bit for us and reveal what that looks like. We had mentioned that there are companies that look at risk in different ways. Some are a little bit more conservative than others. Some are a little bit more forgiving or liberal than others. And as a result, as the consumer, when you're shopping for your home insurance, what variables would determine risk factor in a home?
Perfect question. So typically an insurance company is going to look at something called your public protection classification number.
Okay.
Your home might be a 5, my home might be a 7. It's a scale of 1 to 10.
Okay.
So the closer you get to 10, the further you are away from a fire department.
All right.
The greater the opportunity if there is a fire in the home that the insurance company is going to have a total loss.
Okay.
So your premium goes up as you have a higher PPC score.
Okay.
And there are other variables that go into it, access to water, so a hydrant or a lake or a river. Mm-hmm. Those things can come into preventing a total loss. So an insurance company will look really hard at that and has traditionally.
So like a golf game, you want to keep that number low.
You love a low number.
Okay, cool. I like that. All right. Now, I've also learned that there's a difference between whether or not the fire department that's close to you is volunteer or fully staffed, correct?
There is a little bit of that.
Okay.
We're blessed in Montana. We have some awesome volunteer fire departments.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the response time can be a little bit slower for a volunteer fire department because people run from their homes to the fire department.
Yep.
But for the most part, these volunteer fire departments typically will have one or two employees in those stations. So response times aren't as bad as people may think.
Okay,
with regard to a volunteer fire department.
So if you are making a move, if you're entertaining a move, and let's say currently you live in a condo in downtown let's just say a condo in Whitefish, okay? Mm-hmm. And you're looking at 20 acres out in the hills of Kyla, okay? Mm-hmm. So very different living scenario. That's probably going to move the needle quite a bit on your insurance rate.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. Very different insurance package.
Yep. It totally does. In fact, I lived that. Last year, I was living in downtown Whitefish, kind of by City Beach, and moved south of Kalispell.
Okay.
And so now I'm in that wildlife-urban interface area.
Right.
And I used to have a fire department really close to my home.
Right.
And now it's 7 miles away.
Right.
So my PPC score
went up.
Went up. I'm now at a 10.
Wow.
So it's a big deal. Now, as a real estate agent, my realtor helped me understand that there was a new fire station coming in that had been approved by the city of Kalispell. That's going to change my PPC score when that fire department comes online. So as a realtor, having kind of that knowledge of the community is huge.
This comes back to that box that you check in the buy-sell agreement. When you go to fill that out, friends, realtors, this is the information that I want you to have to share with your consumer and say, okay, this person's moving from downtown to way out in the woods. And so that PPC score is probably going to go up a little bit. It depends, you know, there's other variables. Maybe there's a lake in the backyard, you know, I don't know. A couple of quick thoughts on structures. Metal roof, any difference?
No difference.
Attached garage, detached garage, any difference?
Your premium goes up a little bit with a attached garage because that counts as square footage of the primary home, which drives the premium.
Got it. Okay. What if I haven't cleaned out my dryer lint in like 20 years?
Well, they're not going to look at that, Justin, but they are going to look at the property and see if it's well-maintained.
Yeah.
Because if the exterior of the home is well-maintained, then likely the interior of the home is well-maintained.
And I also like real candles on my Christmas trees.
Yeah, I didn't hear
and
that.
And I store gasoline inside my house.
Propellants are a big problem.
I'm telling the story like golf.
So
the score is getting really high.
Right. And actually, it brings up a really good point. A lot of insurance companies do not like wood-burning stoves in a garage because that's where the propellants are stored.
Yep.
And now you're opening and closing a wood stove.
Interesting.
So again, a risk factor that insurance companies do look at.
Risk factor is based in history. It's based on what we've seen in the past and things that have happened that we didn't like so much, and therefore going forward are going to make these changes. Mm-hmm. You and I are aware of something that happened in California in 2018, which certainly has changed the game, hasn't it?
It absolutely changed the landscape. The wildfires in Northern California forced insurance companies to reevaluate how they were calculating risk in that wildlife urban interface area.
Gotcha. Which is it's directly impacting our real estate because we are heavily in that area.
Absolutely correct.
Yeah. Okay. Because we're no stranger to wildfire in this area, which is why we're having this conversation.
It is. We had a big one last year on the East Lakeshore called the Boulder Fire. It's definitely present. And it is not a risk that was present To this degree.
Yeah.
10, 20 years ago.
Wow. It's probably changing the landscape of insurance, probably pushing some companies out.
It definitely has taken those conservative companies and they've pulled out of places like Northern California.
And that changes the buy sell.
That can affect your debt to income ratios because your insurance premium has gone up.
Scott, we need to break it. However, I want you back next weekend and I want to talk about the things that we don't know about our insurance companies. Can we do that?
Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, that is getting gripping. I cannot wait. Friends, it's the Flat at Home Show. My name is Justin Metcher. Return with us next weekend as we talk with Scott Countryman of Goosehead Insurance, talking about that insurance company and unveiling all kinds of mystery, okay?
Look forward to it, Justin.
This is the Flat at Home Show. Have a great weekend out there. Be safe, be well, have fun. And of course, as always, hey, Flathead.
Welcome home.